Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A major consultation on the country's police is drawing to an end today, with Emmanuel Macron due to present the conclusions this afternoon. The president is travelling north to Roubaix to visit the School of National Police. He is expected to announce the setup of an independent body to run checks on the police that would run in parallel to the IGPN, the police of the police. The trial on the Paris attacks of November 2015 continues today. A judge from Belgium specialised in anti-terrorism will be heard before the special Paris Assize Court. A Belgian police report revealed major flaws in surveillance of the main perpetrators of the attacks, the Abdeslam brothers. Many caregivers across the country will be going on strike today to say no to compulsory vaccination for health professionals. From tomorrow, all caregivers have to have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in order to continue work. Otherwise, they risk being suspended without pay. One rally is organised for 11 a.m. in front of the Ministry of Health in Paris. Today, Paris will play host to numerous tributes to the late rock singer Johnny Hallyday. Hallyday passed away almost 4 years ago. An esplanade named after the singer will be inaugurated this morning, just a stone's throw from Bercy Stadium. Then later, a 6-metre statue of the rock great will be unveiled before a tribute concert at Bercy gets into full swing. A lineup of 20 or so artists will be covering some of Hallyday's most beloved hits in front of a crowd of 10,000. And finally, to football and the return of the Champions League. Day one of the group stage gets underway this evening. French champions Lille will be playing at home to the German club Wolfsburg. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.